still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking my supply, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
It's time for our great industries to come back to America. I want them back to America.
President Trump at the White House signing the order levying a tariff on imported steel and aluminum.
Protecting our steel and aluminum industries is a must, and today I'm simplifying our tariffs on steel and aluminum so that everyone can understand exactly what it means. It's 25% without exceptions or exemptions, and that's all countries, no matter where it comes from.
In the Phoenix suburb of Scottsdale, Arizona, officials say a business jet, a Learjet, veered off a runway and collided with a Gulfstream business jet that was parked. Officials confirm at least one person was killed. Gas prices headed higher. The government reports its national average price for regular rose almost a nickel in the past week, now just under $3.13 a gallon. The biggest increases in the lower Atlantic, Midwest, Rocky Mountains, and West Coast. This is ABC News. Bill Reshef. President Trump to slap tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, including imports from Canada and Mexico.
Canada and Mexico are interesting there because it was just only a couple weeks ago where we were talking about the pause that the president had put on those sweeping tariffs on the neighbors to the north and south. The president trying to demand action from Canada and Mexico on the issues of fentanyl and migration. But he said over the weekend in an interview with Fox News that, you know, something more has to be done. He said it's not enough what those two countries are doing.
ABC's Karen Travers. You know, it costs almost 4 cents to mint one penny. So President Trump announced on Sunday that he's ordered the administration to stop minting the 1 cent coin. The order coming after decades of unsuccessful efforts to end the penny. Apparently, U.S. law gives the Treasury Secretary the authority to mint and issue coins, quote, in amounts the Secretary decides are necessary to meet the needs of the United States, close quote. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Oh, oh. O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Again, Scent Bead Story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikens.
From Prescott High School tonight, girls high school basketball as Durand, Arkansas, is at Prescott in a non-conference matchup. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. For the Panthers, they are 15-4 overall on the season after their 55-37 win over Mondovi, while Prescott 9-10 on the season so far after their 61-58 loss to St. Croix Central. For the Panthers, Emma Hoyt, the leading scorer with about 13 points a game. Addison Off, the leading rebounder with 6 rebounds a game. For Prescott, Violet Otto, the leading scorer, 17 points a game. While Rory Zulsdorf is the leading rebounder with 7 rebounds a game. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we'll be talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen about the big win over Mondovi earlier last week and also tonight's game against Prescott. Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, well, we're going to tell you who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Prescott girls basketball game, let's run down our schedule tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Boys basketball tonight in the Dariland Conference. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran is at Cochran Fountain City. In the Dunn St. Croix, Boyceville hosting Lake Holcomb. Baldwin Woodville is at Mondovi. Spring Valley is hosting McDonald Central. In girls basketball tonight in the Dariland Conference, Cochran Fountain City is at Augusta. Blair Taylor hosting Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Alma Center Lincoln at Alma Pepin. That game to be held at Pepin High School. And in the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, along with the Prescott Durand Arkansas game, another non-conference game as Colfax is at Somerset. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school sports. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. On the way on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen about the win over Mondovi last week and tonight's game against Prescott. That's next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Duran. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Prescott girls basketball game, joining us right now is Durand, Arkansas girls basketball coach Darren Lonehagen. Coach, last week was at Corn Soy Expo, but on Thursday night took on Mondovi, won that game. Tell us a little bit about that game, what you liked from the team.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game for us. I thought we played well, especially against their zone that they threw at us. They've been kind of doing that the last few times we've been playing them. They went to a little man first, came back zone, and then I thought we did a really nice job executing versus that, getting some good looks with it.
And so they were trying to alternate between the man and zone throughout the night?
Yeah, I think they wanted to start man just to throw us something that we maybe weren't expecting, and then they went back to their tried and true zone. And again, I thought we did a good job with it, getting that ball inside, getting it outside, and then making the shots when we needed to.
And defensively on the glass, pretty good performance by the girls?
That was, you know, probably the one thing that I think we talked about after the game is we wanted to be better rebounding. I didn't think we were good enough in that game rebounding. And it was kind of a toughness thing. You know, I think they have some girls from Mondovi that really crash the boards hard and they'll go right through you. So we just kind of have to get in the right spot and then be really tough and go get it. And then sometimes it might be me boxing her out, but I need my teammate to come from behind and help rebound. So I think as a group, we weren't good enough and we talked about it. And I'm hoping that we'll be better with that tonight.
Tonight, taking on Prescott, the old Middle Border Conference rival, what do you see in the Cardinals from the film?
Yeah, I mean, they're big. They're good. They just got a girl that, as a junior, has 1,000 points. So she scores well. And actually, I think we're going to see a little something before the game for her. So we'll have our work cut out for us. Again, with their size, you know, obviously I want to make sure we do a good job boxing out and rebounding, taking care of it. Offensively, we got to be patient, not taking quick ones. We really got to make them play defense. And then obviously for us, if we can try to limit turnovers, that'll be good for us.
Do they like to play a zone or a man defense?
You know, in the past years, they've played a little bit of both. You know, this year, I think I've seen more man out of them, but I'm sure they can go to either way.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen, you mentioned that patience. That's always a hard thing because, okay, you're got to move the ball, move the ball around. Of course, then the crowd starts getting into it. You know, they start chanting and the whole deal. And how do you teach that to the girls? Just that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I think patience offensively is good and bad. You know, for us, I think if you're not making shots, it's not good to keep taking quick shots. So we definitely need to work to get a great shot in those situations where you're kind of going through a little bit of a lull offensively and maybe the shots aren't going or you're kind of forcing too quick. So I think for us, it's really trying to be patient early, get the shots we want to get, and then once we get a rhythm, then we can take some of those quicker shots.
Now you mentioned that, you know, the issues with crashing the glass at Mondovi. If they have bigger girls, that on the defense, we can't give them three or four extra chances, especially with a girl that's a junior that scored 1,000 points.
Yeah, and you saw it in Mondovi too. It's not just the offensive rebound, but when you have people crashing and then they get the offensive rebound and they throw it out, everybody on the three-point line is wide open too. So that's kind of what hurt us a little bit, Mondovi. They get that offensive rebound, they kick it out for three while there's nobody guarding her because everybody's in there rebounding, but we didn't get the ball. So now they get a wide open three out of it. So really trying to limit those opportunities will be huge.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen, along with the junior that scored has scored 1,000 in her career here. What else offensively does Prescott bring to the table?
Yeah, they got a couple other shooters. They got some size for posting up. They actually post up with a lot of different people. They'll kind of pass, they'll cut through, and then they post up. So making sure we talked a lot about post defense and how we want to play that and making sure we're not just being lazy on some of those cuts, jumping to the ball and being physical with them.
Be a fun game tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen on the way. Starting lineups and tip-off. It's Durand, Arkansas Prescott and girls high school basketball coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Duran Improvement Group is committed to improving Duran's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Duran Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Duran Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DuranImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Duran Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your computer is a radio. Log on to RealCountry1430.com to listen online. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
And welcome back to Prescott High School, where tonight Durand, Arkansas, taking on Prescott in a girls' basketball matchup. And good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Winnekins from Prescott High School. And a special welcome to the men and women listening to our Terry and our streaming audio service. We would like to say thank you for your service. We hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. And our streaming audio being brought to you by Adam Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand. And also, Prime Realty of Durand. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, they are the area's number one home seller. Also, a special welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our video streaming service. Video streaming being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Also, we would like to welcome those of you watching on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel and NTEC Channel 99. Right now, on courtside, they are recognizing Violet Otto, the junior. She scored her 1,000th career point the last game, and so they are recognizing her. She is one of the starters for Prescott, and again, she is a junior, so they're recognizing her. It is senior night here at Prescott High School as well. That's why we, and the JV game went a little bit longer than expected. That's why we have the late start. Throughout the evening, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors, and please thank these businesses and organizations. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning funeral services online at goodrichfh.com. Alcivia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As again, they recognize Violet Otto, the junior, who has so far scored 1,000 career points with Prescott. And that, again, she's a junior. Congratulations to her. And they are going to take some photos. And then we will have our national anthem and that as well for tonight, before tonight's broadcast. Winning in the JV game, by the way, Durand, Arkansas won that game by a score of 36-33. And at one point, it was only a one-point lead with under a minute remaining. And we're going to have our national anthem.
For the red.
And our national anthem, senior from Prescott High School with that. Time now for our starting lineups. And for Durand, Arkansas, 15-4 on the season. Coming out will be number 2, senior Chloe Auth. Number 10, senior Allison McMahon. Number 12, senior Victoria Kurth. Number 14, senior Emma Hoyt. And number 21, senior Sawyer Sibelko. And the Panthers, they will be in their purple uniforms with the white numerals, as they are now introducing also some of the other youth basketball members as well. For Prescott tonight, starting lineups will be number 2, junior Violet Otto. Number 3, senior Ellie Block. Number 10, senior Roy Zulsdorf. Number 30, senior Ashley Keller. And number 44, senior Jenny Roll. And Prescott will be in their white uniforms with the red numerals, or the burgundy numerals, as well. The Panthers, first half, they will be going from right to left. Prescott left to right here in this first half. Well, where we are at, for those of you watching, yes, we are in the student section. And a lot of times when we are in the student section, of course, we will have students standing all night. So we will try to do the best we can here with our shot. They're all looking at us now because that's what they do when they introduce the opposing team. Now, of course, we'll have, they do this at Prescott. They kind of do this up. They turn off all the lights with the exception of the wrestling mat light. And so now they'll do the introductions for Prescott here, and then we will get our first half underway. Eighteen minutes up on the clock. And we will be ready to go. All right, so there we go. Lights are back on. We're ready to rock and roll here. All right. Well, the eyes got to get adjusted here. All right, so we'll be ready to go here in just a moment. So, again, for those of you watching, I apologize. This is, like I say, this is what they do. The kids always do, and this was the only spot I could go. There was no power on the adult side. And without Mr. Electricity, well, nothing. Nothing works, so here we go. Again, we'll do the best we can with what we got. And so Victoria Kurth at center to face Ashley Keller from Prescott as we get this first half underway. Up we go. It's going to be tipped and controlled by Prescott. We are underway. That's Zulsdorf as they go across the timeline now. And over to Block. Block now comes to the top of the key, over to the right wing. Over to the top of the key, round the horn we go to Otto. Otto now tries to work in from the inside. Now into the right side, over to Block. Block looking for a cutter inside, no one there, back to Otto. Otto now to the top of the key to Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf tries to alley-oop it in, but they got to kick it back out. Now Otto fakes right, goes left, does a spin move, drives inside, loses the ball, regains control, puts up the tough shot, up and in. Inbounded now to Chloe Off. 2-0 Prescott. And across the timeline now comes the Panthers. And over to Chloe Off. She can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. It's Prescott ball. And so now inbounding it on the far side will be Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf gets it inbounded to Roll. Roll now back to Otto. Not across the timeline yet. And Otto now still not across the timeline as Chloe off in front of her. Gets across the timeline now. Nearly lost the ball. Hands it off to Zulsdorf. Over to the right wing now to Keller. Keller now back to Otto. Otto top of the key. Fakes left. Goes right. Stops. Stop. Shot. Good. Three ball was good to make it 5-0 Prescott. Chloe off now across the timeline for the Panthers. over to Sabelko. Sabelko, right wing, bounce pass back over to Auth. Auth now over to Kurth. Kurth here on the near side, back to Auth at the top of the key. Sabelko, right wing, three ball, shot no good. Loose ball, still a loose ball. Who's going to come up with it? That is Kurth. Kurth now over to Auth and over to White. White, left wing, three ball, shot no good. Rebounded by Roll. Roll over to Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf now across the timeline. Looking for a cutter now, and it's going to be Otto. Throws it nearly, couldn't hang on to it. Throws it off of a Panther player, and it will stay Prescott ball. And we have a player down, and that is Sabelko, who's coming up limping. And she's being helped off the court. So coming in now for the Panthers, number five, and that's Jaden Glaus. I think Addison out, injured, and out. Zulsdorf. Two Zuls now. Zuls did intercept the pass. Going to be intercept to Chloe. Chloe off to Chloe. Timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hoyt. Back over to Glaus now. She's trapped, but manages to get it back over to Hoyt. Hoyt now over to Kurth. Kurth, cross-court pass now over to Auth. Auth now back to McMahon. To Hoyt, top of the key. Over to Auth. Auth, right wing. Three ball! Chloe Auth with the three. And so now makes it a 5-3 Prescott lead. Zulsdorf now coming across the timeline. Zulsdorf now looking for a cutter. No one there. She gets cut off, has to hand it off to Block. Block keeps it herself, goes inside now, kicks it back out to Otto. Otto on the right wing, squares up, three ball on the way, shot no good. Rebounded by Roll. Kicks it back out to the outside now to Zulsdorf. She'll drive in, pass intercepted. Intercepted by Kurth. Kurth now over to Chloe Auth. Auth across the timeline on McMahon. McMahon on the right wing. McMahon now out to Hoyt. Nearly got across the timeline, but stayed in the near court. Now over to Auth. Auth fakes the three. McMahon left corner to Auth. Left wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And rebounded by Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf back the other way for Prescott. Prescott leads 5-3. 14:30 remaining in the half. Otto now on the right wing. Otto tries to get around. Chloe Auth does. Drives the post. Puts up the shot. Up and in. 7-3. Prescott. And across the timeline now to Auth, to Hoyt. Hoyt now over to Glaus. Glaus back to Hoyt, to Auth, top of the key now to Kurth. Kurth left wing to Auth. Auth to McMahon now on the right wing. Back to Hoyt, right side. Hoyt now looking for a cutter. No one there. Cross court pass to Glaus. She drives into the lane but gets cut off. She has to get it back out to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Three ball on the way. Short. And it's going to be rebounded by Block. Back the other way to Otto. Otto across the timeline now. 7-3. Prescott. Otto down to the right wing now. Hands it off to Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf top of the key. Hands it off to Keller. Keller now gets it back inside. And inside to Block. Nope. Intercepted. Intercepted by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to McMahon. McMahon now back to Chloe Auth. Auth still not across the timeline. Now gets across the timeline to Glaus. Glaus inside to Kurth. Kurth into the lane. Kicks it back out to Glaus. Three ball on the way. Shot short. No good. Rebounded by Roll. Roll now to Otto. Again, 7-3. Prescott. 13 minutes remaining in the half. Otto cross-court pass now over to Roll. Roll on the right wing. Roll now looking for a cutter inside. Can't find anybody. Has to come and hand it back off now to a Block. Block, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth now to Auth. Auth across the timeline now. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Inside now to McMahon. McMahon back to Kurth. Kurth tries to kick it back up. Pass is tipped and intercepted. Whistle travel. Travel will be on Zulsdorf with the, she's the one who made the interception. So it'll go back to the Panthers. Well, they were working on Sabelko's right ankle. They're taping it up. We'll see if she does return. As Glaus now to inbound it on the far side. Inbounds it to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now over to McMahon. McMahon right wing. McMahon now looking for a cutter. No one there. Has to get it back out to Auth. Auth now over to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth now comes over to the top of the key now. Inside to Hoyt, driving the post, puts it up, over, lays it, no good. Loose ball, it's going to be off of Prescott. Oh, it was a nice drive, too, by Hoyt. Great pass in, it just couldn't get it to drop. Again, 7-3, Prescott. Inbounding it now is Auth to our left. Auth looking, better hurry, and gets it out to McMahon. McMahon back out on the outside now, and comes back out towards center. Pulls up the dribble now over to Auth. Auth now back to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth now comes back out towards the center. And over to Auth. Auth now looking for a cutter. Can't find one. Now to Glaus. Glaus drives in. Has to kick it back out to the outside to Hoyt now. Hoyt fakes right. Goes left. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Over to Kurth. Kurth now to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth right side. Three ball shot. No good. Rims out. Rebounded by Prescott. That's Bowles with the rebound. Over to Otto now. And Otto across the timeline. Otto now over to Schomer. Schomer now comes over to the top of the key for Prescott leading 7-3. And intercepted, well, knocked away by Glaus. It'll stay Prescott ball. And so Prescott inbounding it. Inbounded now to Thone. Thone across the timeline. And now we'll come over to the top of the key now. Thone looking for a cutter, though. Gets it over to Bowles. Bowles now back to Thone. Thone off to Otto. Otto lost control of the ball. Knocked away by Chloe Auth. So Otto will inbound it to our right. And inbounds it now to Schomer. Schomer across the timeline. She tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Kicks it over the wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And rebounded by Paschal. Paschal to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth now back to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Three ball on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Otto. And Otto now across the timeline. Otto now comes down to the right wing. And squares up. Three ball on the way is good by Otto. She has all their points. 10-3 now. Prescott. And across the timeline is Auth. Auth over to Kurth. Kurth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing. Fakes right, goes left, drives the post from the wing, puts it up and in. So Emma Hoyt makes it 10-5 now. Prescott. Across the timeline is Zulsdorf. Oh, she's not across the timeline to Otto. Otto now gets across the timeline. She's going to keep it herself. Stop, hop, shot, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Hoyt to Auth. And now over to Kurth. Kurth back at center. Kurth now. Bounce pass inside to Hoyt. Hoyt, stop, shot, off the glass. Oh, no good. Is it rimmed out? Rebounded by Chloe Auth. She drives the glass. Counted in the foul. Oh, man, Chloe Auth gets the rebound and just drives into the post. And the foul is going to be on number five, and that is going to be Thone. So going to the line to complete the three-point play is Chloe Auth. 10-7, Prescott. And free throw on the way is good. So it makes it 10-8 now. Prescott inbounded now to Schomer. Full court Panther press, so over to Thone. Thone still not across the timeline. Here comes the trap, but she gets away from it. Gets it down to the right wing to Hildebrand. Hildebrand now looking for a cutter on the right wing. No one's looking for Otto, but she was not definitely open. Now cross-court pass to Otto. Otto works off the screen. Three ball on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt to Glaus. Glaus now on the right wing. Glaus to Kurth. Kurth now over to Chloe Auth. Chloe on the left wing now to Hoyt. Hoyt left corner. And Hoyt now gets trapped. She pulls up the dribble. Now gets it back out to Kurth. Kurth back at center. We'll reset the offense now to Glaus. Glaus left wing. Looking for Hoyt inside. She's not open. And, of course, the crowd now trying to egg the Panthers on to take a bad shot over to Paschal. Paschal now to Chloe Auth on the outside to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. White now. Looking for a cutter. No one there to Paschal. Paschal top of the key. Paschal now hands it off to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth looking for a cutter on the right wing. No one there. Back to Kurth. Kurth back at center. Staying on the outside now. Let's try all this again. So Chloe Auth says, we'll reset everything. Over to Glaus now. Whistling a travel on Glaus. So on the far side, inbounding it will be Hillebrand. Hillebrand to inbound it and inbounds it to Schomer. And Schomer gets it across the timeline now to Bowles. Bowles intercepted. Intercepted by Kurth. Kurth back the other way, lays it up and in. We're tied at 10. So quickly back the other way comes Schomer. Schomer not across the timeline. Here comes the trap. Gets the pass off now to Hillebrand. Over to Otto. Otto left, right corner rather. She's trying to work off the screen. Comes out to the wing. She gets triple teamed. Throws the ball out of bounds. Panther ball. It'll be a Panther ball as Kurth to inbound it to our right. Tied at 10. 7:58 remaining in the half. And inbounded now to Chloe Auth. And Auth now across the timeline. Over to Glaus. Glaus on the right wing. Bounce pass now to Hoyt. Hoyt back at center now to Chloe Auth on the left wing. Chloe Auth, she'll drive in from the wing. Puts up the shot. No good. Blocked from behind. No foul. Otto with the loose ball. Back the other way to Zulsdorf. Back the other way now. A three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth, though, has the ball knocked out of bounds by Otto. So it'll stay Panther ball. And Glaus to inbound it to our left. McMahon comes in for Hoyt. Also coming in now for the Panthers, Emma Pelkey. Coming in for Glaus. It doesn't look like Sabelko will be coming back. She has ice on that left ankle. And as it elevated, I think she's questionable to return. Inbounded now to Chloe Auth. So off across the timeline now to Kurth. Kurth now back to Paschal. Paschal on the outside now looking for a cutter. No one there. Now to Chloe. Chloe on the right wing. Over to Kurth. Kurth top of the key. Kurth now looking for a cutter. No one there. Over to Paschal. Left wing now. Chloe off left corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. Coming up with it is Chloe off in the left corner. Gets it back out to Pelkey. Pelkey back to McMahon, over to Paschal. Paschal now to Pelkey. Pelkey nearly lost the ball, but Paschal comes up with it. Paschal over to Auth. Auth cross-court pass now to Kurth. Kurth comes over to the top of the key. Over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth right side now. Back to McMahon. McMahon right wing. Again, we're tied at 10. Over to Pelkey. Pelkey right corner. Over to Chloe Auth now. Chloe, cross-court pass to Kurth. Kurth on the left corner, drives over to the left wing. Now back to Paschal. Paschal right wing. Three ball on the way is good by Peyton Paschal. And the Panthers lead for the first time tonight, 13-10. And across the timeline now comes Schomer. Schomer puts it up and in. Coast to coast by Schomer. 13-12 Panthers, 6 minutes remaining in the game. And across the timeline comes Auth. Auth now over to Pelkey. Back to Paschal. Paschal now on the right corner, or left corner rather. And nearly lost the ball. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay. Let's see. It stays Panther ball. Again, that's right in front of where the kids are standing. So those of you watching, yes, we're totally blocked. All right, so Paschal to inbound it. Inbounds it to Auth. Auth now back over to Hoyt. Hoyt left corner. Comes back out to the wing now. Over to the into the lane now. Puts up a tough shot. Driving inside. Shot no good. Rebounded by Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf back to Schomer. Schomer back the other way now. Cross court pass tipped. Loose ball. Otto comes up with it on the right wing. She comes down to the right corner. Tries to drive right baseline. Now comes back out to the wing. Top of the key now to Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf retreats back and says, let's all reset all this again now. As she directs traffic. Bounce pass now over to Roll. Roll Top of the key, gets it to Schumer. Schumer is screened. Wide open three. Shooters roll for Otto. 15-13 now, Cardinals. And across the timeline is Auth. Auth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt now, right wing over to Pelkey. Pelkey, top of the key. To Paschal. Paschal, right wing. Paschal's going to drive inside. Stop, whistle, foul. Foul's going to be on number 44. It's going to be on roll. Going to the line is Paschal. Thank you to Sundstrom and Company, your local tax experts. Call them now as it's tax time. First free throw on the way is good. 672-4425 and schedule that appointment. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. They also service other brand name appliances. That's Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Paschal makes them both. Tied at 15. Paschal comes back out. Looks like Kurth comes back in. And so inbounding it now will be Schomer. Schomer inbounds it now to Thone. Thone now across the timeline on the far side for the Cardinals as we're tied at 15, 4:38 remaining in the half. Over to Bowles now. Bowles on the right wing. Bowles looking for Roll inside. Roll now, bounce pass inside, whistling a foul. Foul will be on Hoyt. Pass was intended for Zulsdorf. So inbounding it now will be Otto. Inbounds it to Roll. Roll now back to Bowles at the top of the key. Over to Otto now. Otto has Chloe Auth in her face. Now down to the right wing to Zulsdorf. Inside pass knocked away by Kurth. Pass intended for Thone. We'll try that again. Otto to inbound it now to our right. Otto now. Out to Roll. Roll now passes it off to Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf at the top of the key. Zulsdorf fakes left, goes right, now comes over to the wing. Otto now at the top of the key. Otto passes it off to Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf comes back out towards center. Zulsdorf now works off the screen, but manages to get around a couple of defenders, drives to the post, whistle foul. And looks like foul will be on Pelkey. So going to the line for two is Zulsdorf. Thank you to Entech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Endless summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. First free throw, no good. Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates. Hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible. Give them a call, drop them an email, and tell them, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. 16-15 now. Prescott off across the timeline now over to Glaus. Glaus now to Paschal. Paschal to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Back out to Hoyt. Top of the key. Squares up. Three ball on the way. It's good by Emma Hoyt. Panthers up by two, 18-16, 3:34 left in the half. Inbounded to Thone. Here comes the trap. She gets it across the timeline now. Long cross-court pass over to Bowles. Bowles left wing stop. Shot in the lane. Shot no good. Coming up with it is, Glaus had it, but she traveled, so we'll go back to Prescott. So Prescott will have it. Otto to inbound it to our right. And bounce pass inside to Zulsdorf. Into the lane, puts up the shot. No good. Hoyt with the rebound. Hoyt on the far side. Quickly across the timeline for the Panthers. Up by two, 18-16. Over to Auth now. Auth over to Paschal. Paschal left wing. Three ball on the way. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tip. And Glaus fighting for it. Jump ball. It'll be Panther ball on the possession. So Chloe Auth to inbound it now to our left. Chloe Auth inbounds it to Kurth, jump ball, and it now goes back to Prescott. So inbounded now to Thone. Phone now. Passes intercepted by Kurth. What an interception. Oh, she overlaid it. Darn it. And coming up with a loose ball is Thone. Oh, man. Bowles now back the other way. And back the other way now comes Bowles. Bowles down to the left wing. Panthers up by two. Cross-court pass now over to Thone. Thone on the left wing. Thone now hands it off to Zulsdorf. Zulsdorf tries to drive in from the left wing. Kicks it back out to Otto. Otto now. Bounce pass over to a Block. Block gets it inside to Zulsdorf. Puts it up and no good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth now over to Auth. Auth across the timeline. Auth now over to Paschal. Paschal right wing. Now to Chloe Auth, right side. She'll try and drive right baseline. Pass is tipped, but Kurth comes up with it on the other side. She'll drive in. Puts up a tough shot in the lane. Shot no good. And Paschal fighting for it. Gets the rebound. Back over to Hoyt now. Hoyt, cross-court pass to Glaus. Panthers up by two, 18-16. Now over to Paschal. Paschal here on the near side. To Hoyt, top of the key. Over to Glaus on the right wing. Glaus will try to drive inside. Back out to Chloe Auth, top of the key now. Over to Paschal, left wing. Paschal looking for Hoyt inside. And back across the timeline, or back out to the outside is Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Kurth. Kurth now. Comes over to the top of the key. Over to Paschal. Paschal right wing. Paschal head fakes, drives inside, puts up a shot. Loop blocked, but Paschal comes back up with it. Glaus, three ball on the way. Shot no good. And tip. Coming up with it is Otto. And so Otto across the timeline. Minute 15 remaining in the half. Panthers up by two. 18-16. Otto round the back. Comes over to the top of the key now. Over to the left side. She's trying to get the... probably work off a screen now. Cross-court pass over to Thone. Thone now to the top of the key. Long cross-court pass over to Otto. Otto now comes into the lane. Kicks it back out. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And coming up with a rebound is Glaus. Glaus over to Chloe off. 47 seconds remaining. Panthers up by two here in the first half. As Auth now across the timeline, whistled a foul. Foul being number four for the reach. That is on Bowles. 39 seconds remaining, and inbounding it will be Kurth right in front of us. Kurth is not inbounding. McMahon inbounding it over to Auth across the timeline. Auth now over to McMahon. McMahon right wing now over to Hoyt. Hoyt right corner puts up a tough shot on the baseline. Up and in. 20-16 Panthers. 20 seconds remaining. Quickly back the other way now. Loose ball. It'll be off of Kurth as the Schomer was trying to go coast to coast. It'll stay Prescott ball. So they'll inbound it on the far side. Looks like Schomer to inbound it. Schomer looking, inbounds it now to Thone. Thone on the left wing. Over to Otto. Otto now comes down to the left wing. Now here comes, she's on the far side. She's trapped. Loose ball. And still a loose ball. Jump ball. Panther ball with 7 seconds remaining. So, but the Panthers will have to go length of the court here with 7 seconds remaining. Again, leading 20-16 if they want to get a shot off. Chloe Auth quickly back the other way. Gets across the timeline. Keeps it herself. Puts up the shot. No good. That's half. As it was blocked. We're at halftime. 20-16. Panthers lead. It's Durand, Arkansas girls high school basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
It's time for our great industries to come back to America. I want them back to America.
President Trump at the White House signing the order levying a tariff on imported steel and aluminum.
Protecting our steel and aluminum industries is a must, and today I'm simplifying our tariffs on steel and aluminum so that everyone can understand exactly what it means. It's 25% without exceptions or exemptions, and that's all countries, no matter where it comes from.
In the Phoenix suburb of Scottsdale, Arizona, officials say a business jet, a Learjet, veered off a runway and collided with a Gulfstream business jet that was parked. Officials confirm at least one person was killed. Gas prices headed higher. The government reports its national average price for regular rose almost a nickel in the past week, now just under $3.13 a gallon. The biggest increases in the lower Atlantic, Midwest, Rocky Mountains, and West Coast. This is ABC News.
O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
The Bucks will play on back-to-back days. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After yesterday's 135-127 victory over Philadelphia, the Bucks back home tonight, playing host to the Golden State Warriors. Bucks will play the rest of the first half without Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's sidelined with a left calf injury and has been shut down through the All-Star break. It means he'll miss next weekend's All-Star game, the NBA naming Atlanta's Trae Young as Giannis' replacement. Philadelphia captured its second Super Bowl title, rolling to a 40-22 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday in New Orleans. Chiefs missing their chance to three-peat. Wisconsin climbed in both men's top 25 basketball polls, up to 15th in the coaches' poll and 16th in the AP poll. Marquette dropped to 16th in the coaches, 18th in the writers' poll. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team, WCHA regular season champs for the 10th time. They wrapped up the title Saturday, then finished off the series sweep with a 6-1 victory over the Gophers yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Byron relives 500 victory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR fans, get ready to feel the rush.
The official NASCAR Trax app is your ultimate race day companion. From managing your event tickets to navigating with wayfinding maps, event schedules, and facility info, it's got everything you need to make your experience unforgettable.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
Bring your headphones and dive into the action like never before with live scanner access.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen in on driver and team communications at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax now in the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Last season, William Byron captured one of the biggest prizes in sports, the Daytona 500. The Hendrick Motorsports driver looks back on that special day in dreamlike wonder, struggling to remember all the details after the checkers and during the whirlwind victory lane when he joined the elite 500 club.
Well, I think it was just way bigger than I could ever imagine. I really don't remember a lot about victory lane. I do remember a lot of the snippets throughout the week and weekend, and I think it was just a whirlwind. If I could do it over and win that race again, I would definitely take everything in a lot more, but yeah, it was really special.
Hear more from Byron tonight on NASCAR Live presents The 500 Club at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
And welcome back to Prescott High School. We are at halftime as the Panthers lead by a score of 22-16 here in the first half. Let's see, Emma White leading the Panthers with 7, Chloe Auth 6, Peyton Paschal has 5, Victoria Kurth has 2. For Prescott, Violet Otto has 12, Bowles has 1, Zulstorff 1, and Schomer has 2. From the JV game earlier tonight, Durand, Arkansas won that game 36-33. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit wwt.coop. Riverside Grill, visit the Riverside Grill for daily specials. Don't forget, they have some Valentine's Day specials. The Valentine's Day special Friday fish fry coming up at Riverside Grill lists Valentine's Day night downtown Durand. O'Galley Cheese Factory featuring homemade pizza. Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. Coming up, we have second quarter action or second half action coming up next. Listening to Durand, Arkansas Girls High School Basketball here in Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabash on 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at realcountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Prescott High School as we get ready for the second half. And it looks like we could be seeing Sarah Sabelko back in. She was trying to warm up and run on that ankle. So we'll see. Coach Lowenhagen wanted her to do a couple of run back and forth and run forward, stop on her left ankle, and then come back, running backwards, and then stop. And she was shaking her head, yes. Coach Lowenhagen may be saying, okay, well, we'll see if we can put you in, but she's not going to be in to start this second half. And Otto will have the ball to start it for Prescott. We're back underway. This second half, the Panthers going from left to right, Prescott right to left. And quickly back over the other way. Now over to the top of the key is Schomer. Schomer now gets it over to Otto. Left wing, three ball on the way is good by Otto. 20-19, Panthers. Over to Chloe Auth now. Chloe Auth across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt now looking for a cutter on the left wing. Comes over to the top of the key now. Out to McMahon. McMahon over to Kurth. Kurth inside to Hoyt. Hoyt right baseline. Fakes right, goes left, puts up the tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Otto. It was off the rim. And Otto now across the timeline. Now a three ball the other way. Shot no good. Loose ball coming up with it is Schomer. Schomer, cross-court pass to Otto. She'll try to drive in from the right wing. Gets cut off, though, has to kick it back out to the top of the key. Coming in is Schomer. Schomer into the lane. Goes left, then right. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth coming over to Auth. Chloe Auth now across the timeline. Auth now hands it off to Kurth. Kurth now inside to Hoyt. Hoyt, though, can't hang on. Tries to save it, and Otto comes up with it. Back the other way comes Otto. And now a three ball on the way. Shot rims out, no good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth back to Chloe Auth. Panthers still up 20-19. Over to McMahon. McMahon on the left wing. Over to Kurth now. Kurth now on the left wing. Over to Chloe Auth. Cross-court pass now over